Why do I struggle when I see others succeed? Why do their products flow effortlessly into the marketplace and mine don't? Why do some people attain great heights in business only to find it unfulfilling or paralyzing personally? How do we build our businesses and our lives into that which our hearts desire? We have asked those questions and many more. We all want happiness, success, ease, and fulfillment in our lives. We must find the answers to those questions and learn how to master the theory or principles that we discover. By decoding how things happen, we can overcome obstacles, transverse gaps of knowledge or ability, and maintain ease and bliss in our lives. When I say how things happen, I mean the act of bringing something, anything, a relationship, a product, a company, money, happiness, into existence or reality. What a gift that would be. Manifestation with ease and grace, with purpose and meaning, with abundance and permanence. That is the gift that is being shared today with this audio CD, which decodes the power to make anything happen. Welcome to the Unified Conscious Development Primer. We share this information with you so that you may begin to understand the laws under which we believe everything happens. We have all experienced these laws in action. Actually, we cannot avoid them. But for most people, their experiences seem as if they are controlled by an unseen force, making things happen to them. They do not happen to us, and soon they will not happen to you. You will decide which things should happen and make that which you desire happen with intention and purpose. Let's take the first step to understand the law of four together. We are grateful for the information that has been made available to us and this opportunity to share our experience with you. The journey to this point has been a long one, described at times as a struggle, learning, exhilaration, and bliss. Today, it is bliss here with you. We have been fortunate to have many supporters, guides, customers, and partners, and thank them for their role in bringing you and us together. Hi, I'm Kim Castle, co-creator of Brand You, and I'm honored to be your guide today in your discovery of the Theory of Unified Conscious Development, or UCD, architected by my partner, Brand You co-creator W. Vito Montone, a producer in many rights, making products and companies happen for over 30 years. He is preoccupied with the practical application of universal truth. His preoccupation has led to this eye-opening, mind-expanding journey that you're about to experience, filled with the obvious, the subtle, and the confounding. This UCD primer may provoke doubt, require further study, and cause epiphanies today or in the future. To paraphrase David Hawkins from his book Power vs. Force, the listening of this CD can be likened to a plane circling a new terrain. The first time we circle, we may notice the clouds and the earth below. On the next pass, we notice the earth formations, mountains, streams, and the like. On the next pass, we notice how high the mountains are and their vegetation, or the lack of vegetation, and the inhabitants. Exposing theory can feel overly simple yet dense at the same time. Please, take your time and enjoy. We suggest listening to this program one track at a time and re-listening to it so the nuances can be felt. As Vito says, the truth is in each of our personal journeys as we strive for the fullest experience of our time here. Add this CD joyfully to your experience. I have witnessed UCD in action in thousands of people's lives and even embraced UCD principles in our own business. I launched a new division, which was instantly accepted in the marketplace and was profitable from day one and continues to double its income every 6 months. And now, UCD architect W. Vito Montone.
Hello, and thank you for inviting me into your heart and mind. It's an honor that I cherish. Unified Conscious Development, or UCD, is the practical application of manifestation within the human experience. It represents the decoding of the law of four, with the singular purpose of transferring the power it unleashes to you. UCD acknowledges and advances the age-old truth that body, mind, heart, and soul govern our existence. The four elements that must be expressed and be in balance have been uncovered from study, real-world application, and experience. We've tested, no, lived, UCD and how it has enabled us to make things happen. In this CD, we are sharing the four filters that which everything must pass if it is going to happen with grace, ease, abundance, and permanence. The UCD model, when properly applied, acts as a success accelerator, no matter the barrier, no matter the thing that you decide to make happen. There have been hundreds of philosophers, scientists, guides who have shared their interpretations of universal truth, and there will be many more. Life experienced as a human being is a fascinating multi-layered one. The intricacies of life will relegate the mastery of it to a never-ending journey, a journey that we should relish and enjoy in every step. As we advance and evolve, we must dig into the very essence of human existence. And I say human because that's truly the only experience from which I can speak. Quantum physics, the branch of science that deals with discrete invisible units of energy called quanta, suggests, no, it proves, the great duality of this very existence. The observation of an experiment is only valid in the context of the experiment in which it was performed. Essentially, the observation that defines whether something exists or not is only valid in the context in which it's being observed. The observer becomes the unalterable context for the very existence of anything. If our observation creates the very context that allows something to exist, can't we manifest absolutely anything? When we want to make things happen, we venture into the realm of manifestation. Here we tread respectfully in God's domain. As a collective, our most noble goal is to fully express in this existence, whether that expression is making things, sharing knowledge, or relating to each other. Regardless of whether your chosen experience of this existence is agnostic, religious, spiritual, or scientific, we must strive to master the natural laws, the most fundamental of truths. To do that, we must make universal truth our self-truth and interpret the broadest relevance to our specific experience. I'm dedicated to this practical application and believe, as Neo discovered in The Matrix, we can all have an active role in manifestation regardless of who or what we may believe started it all. As we transition from the industrial age to the information age, paradigms shifts in many ways. When we shifted focus from the physical outcome of manufacturing to information as a commodity, the perception of what forms reality has become a central question. Information is knowledge accumulated through one person's experience as it relates to a particular subject. Information can be both subjective and objective. We can see the duality described in quantum physics in action here. Information from my experience may or may not apply to you. It is possible, but what are the conditions or the context for that transferal? This is what is missed by most information products. People buy tactics and tools and wonder why they don't get the same results. There is a reason. Someone's subjective experience has been made objective and must then be made subjective once again by you. The tension is present everywhere. Life thrives on it. The tension of duality keeps the game going, like a breath, a heartbeat, or the waves of an ocean. Duality is found in everyone's experience. It is the utter joy of this experience. Whether it's the sheer beauty or perfect horror, everything exists. The journey from tears to laughter and back, or the beauty of birth and the destruction of 9/11. We must accept the duality of the existence to master it. In Buddhism, one must distinguish between the absolute truth of emptiness and the relative truths of form. In Zen, it's yin versus yang. In mechanics, dynamic versus static processes, or linear versus holistic viewpoints. Even in storytelling, there is always confusion over three acts of a story versus the four points that describe the transitions where the story starts, changes between each act, and the end of the story. The list of four at odds with three are endless. Our existence is filled with endless pairings, fueled by duality that defines the experience. It is this tendency that can blind or trick us from seeing what is at the root, at the very foundation. As you expand your knowledge and experiences, many examples or hints can be found as to the form of the foundation. Albert Einstein, the preeminent scientist in the 20th century, defined quantum physics as realism, determinism, causality, and locality. He also defined reality as intuition, truth, fact, and axiom. Stephen Covey in The Eighth Habit defines the four intelligences as PQ, body, IQ, mind, EQ, heart, and SQ, soul. Ken Wilber in his Integral Theory of Consciousness sees four quadrants made up of intention, behavior, culture, and society. Richard Barrett, who has defined a series of corporate transformational tools, shares the patterns he sees. I, it, we, its. Subjective, objective, social, and culture. And individual, collective, interior, and exterior. Don Miguel Ruiz has the four agreements. I'm paraphrasing here. Integrity, self-love, communication, and excellence. And for you movie buffs, the fifth element has earth, water, wind, and fire. Of course, the fifth being the carrier of the message. Lots of fours. You can also find patterns of three as well. Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. Mind, body, and soul. Why is that? Is there a missing ingredient? Or is this a different pattern? The work of Max Born and Niels Bohr, which led to quantum mechanics as a part of the overall quantum theories, described quantum mechanics as particle, wave, and probability. Is one dimension missing? Einstein's famous remark was, "Quantum mechanics is certainly imposing, but an inner voice tells me it is not yet the real thing. The theory says a lot, but it does not really bring us any closer to the secret of the old one. I, at any rate, am convinced that he does not throw the dice." We agree. For us, those defined components of quantum mechanics didn't address why the situation they were attempting to describe even existed. To us, one dimension is missing. Where was the context of the observer in their description? Others thought so as well. Bohr, who often sparred with Einstein on quantum theory, retorted to his comment, "Stop telling God what he must do." Bohr's retort is very telling. He acknowledged the missing ingredient, but dared not speak it in the context of science. Okay then, let's tell ourselves what to do instead. After decades of study, I'm convinced, as I'm sure you are too, there are four foundational building blocks of our existence. It is just as we experience these four building blocks of all things, we are faced with duality. It's duality that can lead us to focus on different pairings of the four, which often causes temporary blind spots. These blind spots then become things that we take for granted. The good news is they are temporary. Once they are illuminated, the missing item or ingredient seems to have never been lost. Like reconnecting to an old friend we always knew was there, but momentarily forgot. A simple illustration of this is 3D animation. The D is short for dimensions. Height, width, and depth. Three dimensions, right? But isn't there one missing? The dimension of time is not acknowledged in the name 3D animation. However, 3D animation cannot exist without it. Because most of us take time for granted, we forgive this inaccurate description and accept it as complete. To truly master 3D animation, time cannot be left out, for it is truly a part of the reality of animation. There are many unseen, forgotten, and taken for granted concepts in our experience. When this occurs, It is as if we're standing on one square of a four-square puzzle. We take the one we're standing on for granted, and it leads us to be only aware of three. That's one reason why manifestation is so difficult to most. Remember, there are always four filters. Learn to master their identification and application. I acknowledge that all the truth bearers listed earlier, and many more not mentioned, are all sharing valid, truthful, essential theories, whether learned, intuited, or channeled from their experience. I have been drawn to find what is most common amongst them all, regardless of the subject or reason for the theory. For it is what's common between them that describes the fabric, the foundation, the essence. The repeating patterns of four and threes have led me to understand the difference and find the missing ingredient whenever left out. I've come to identify the natural blind spot, the taken for granted element, whenever only three are present. In the act of searching for commonalities and identifying missing elements, I've been able to establish the four that best describe the foundation that we are forever experiencing. I refer to them as filters. I choose to refer to them as filters because it is through these which we can apply the truth around us. The practice of UCD is the consistent application of the intent established by four filters. As with life itself, it is a never-ending process of application. Heady, yes, yet very simple too. However, upon detailed study, you will find the duality of simple and complex embodied in these four filters. Through our programs, I consistently test and refine interpretations and develop new processes to aid in communication clarity, relationship dynamics, and planning mechanisms to maximize manifestation. As Kim shared, UCD and its four filters have been used in creating businesses, products, marketing, and so much more. We've experienced results in ourselves, in our businesses, and in the people we work with and their businesses. We've launched new companies to instant acceptance with virtually no budgets, assisted others to double, triple, or even quadruple their business metrics. If you're interested, I've compiled a chart of UCD interpretations, which can be downloaded for free at wholewealth.com. Please take this moment to reflect on the wondrous series of events that have brought us together now, and revel in the power that is always available at our fingertips to shape our experience, our business success, at any time we choose. I don't know about you, but I choose now. The filters of UCD have no fixed order. The very process of creating specific tools for manifestation is both linear and holistic, like the line that turns into a circle to form a wheel. At times, the order may be important due to the impact one filter may have on another. One filter may be the master of the other three because of the perspective it provides. Other times, the order doesn't matter at all, which is reflective of the holistic nature of our existence, where manifestation lies not at the end of the chain of events, but somewhere in between apparently random points of information. But I digress. More on that in the future. The first UCD filter that we will explore is nature. Sounds pretty strange. Nature. In some respects, defining a filter by a single word can feel very incomplete, especially since we know that complete manifestation of anything is four-dimensional. The experience of our existence can only be described by a series of nested four-dimensional descriptions. So let's look at the meanings of nature. While there are many contexts for defining word use, we look for the most common and broadest in a variety of dictionaries. We need to establish the intent of the word itself for the filter. The definitions of nature that we use are, number one, the material world and its phenomena. Number two, the forces and processes that produce and control the phenomena of the material world. Number three, the essential characteristics and qualities of a person or thing. Number four, the natural or real aspect of a person, place, or thing. Understanding nature in this way is very powerful. For UCD, this is the action-oriented filter, the realm of the physical, of the material things, the real, and of the doing of things in the real world. To help illustrate nature's use, let's map nature to the age-old truth of human experience: mind, heart, body, and soul. Which one relates to nature filter? Yes, body. Body is the real aspect of us. We can touch it, we can use it, we can damage it, we can apply force with it, and engage in processes with it. It is the one dimension that we cannot be without when describing human experience on Earth. It is our physical perspective, the things, the systems, their characteristics, and what can be done with them. So while there could be suppositions that we exist without a body, we could not describe our human experience without it. If we had no body, we'd be existing without a container or form. While it is possible, it simply would be called something else. Einstein would relate to this filter in his theory of quantum physics as realism. Take a moment. Please be very careful if you're driving, to focus your awareness on your body. If necessary, please pull over to the side of the road to be safe, or just listen without participating, with the intention that we can begin the process of separating our awareness from our human experience. Sense only your physical body, your simple nature. Focus on the pinky of your right hand. Focus on your right hand. Focus on your right elbow. Focus on your right shoulder. Focus on your torso. How does it feel now? Is it serving you well? Are you caring for it the best you can? Does it respond to your requests as you expect? You can learn to isolate each of the dimensions of existence as we singularly apply the filters. There is a vitality, a force, an energy, a quickening that is translated through you into action. And because there is only one of you in all time, this expression is unique. And if you block it, it will never exist through any other medium and will be lost. That's from Martha Graham. Take a moment to reflect on our awareness of nature. Not just the image of a lush green rainforest teeming with life, but also the simple things that you take for granted, such as grass, wind, sun, and more. The things that you do with the mechanism of your body itself, your home, your car, the products you use or make. Not what they stand for, but what they really are. What they are made of, what their parts have become for our use. The essence is physical things of nature and what can be done with them. Nature is an amazing dimension. Appreciate it, study it, understand it, and embrace it as 1/4 of the journey of manifestation. Onward in our exploration of the four-dimensional existence and our acquaintance with the 4 universal filters of UCD. The first filter we discussed was nature. And remember, there's no particular order to the filters. Around the wheel of life we go. Where will we stop next? Thought. Thought is the next UCD filter. Really, thought? Just literally thought? Well, yes and no, both literal and figuratively. Knowing the limitations of single words, let's explore. As we know, while there's many contexts for defining word use, we have to keep looking for the most common and broadest. We need to establish the intent of the word itself for the filter. The definitions of thought that we use are, 1, to have or formulate in the mind. 2, to judge or regard, look upon, suppose, to create a belief. 3, to call to remember, visualize, or imagine. 4, to bring into a given condition by mental preoccupation, devise or evolve, invent. Again, a rich and expansive word for a filter. This is essentially the realm of the mind. The elements of this filter will hold the truth as fixed. We've all heard thought creates action. To do this, thought must be rigid or create a barrier. When producing anything into the realm of nature, a fixed position is needed. Whether the thing you're producing is a product or a company, a script or a plan, must be created. This script or plan must have a budget that must be adhered to, and a scheduled deadline that must be honored. All of these elements assist with making something happen and fall within the filter of thought, which is the driver of action. It is not the action itself leading to manifestation, that's nature. Manifestation will occur and only occur if the entire process is not derailed by one of the remaining filters being out of alignment. To aid in illustrating the filter, let's map it to the age-old truth of human existence again. Mind, heart, body, and soul. Which one relates to thought? Yeah, that's an easy one. Yes, mind. It's the easiest to understand, especially given that we're engaged in thought in the experience of the CD, and we're deep in thought judging it. What will always result from thought? A belief that will remain fixed, of course, until it changes. Given that thought is fixed, you probably didn't expect to hear about duality. Well, beliefs, if formed in the hope of creating or manifesting something, will be fixed at the point of conception. If the belief is born of the fertile ground of wisdom, it may last eternally. Though, it can change, and that's okay. However, to be a part of the manifestation, it must remain fixed, solid, or rigid, so the act of creation can blossom. How would Einstein relate to this filter? In his theory of quantum physics, thought would relate to determinism. Take a moment to focus your awareness on the thousands of thoughts that are a part of your every moment of your experience. If necessary, pull over to the side of the road to be safe, or just listen without participating. Thoughts like, I've got to get back to work. The report is due. Why do people drive so inconsiderately? There must be a way for entrepreneurs to join together to support one another. We need better support for teachers. I forgot to drop off the dry cleaning. Wonder what's for dinner? I'm going to paint my bedroom this weekend. It is never ending. Thoughts are a crucial part of the manifestation puzzle. The stronger, the more solid the thought, the more vital the response. The thing always happens that you really believe in, and the belief in a thing makes it happen. That's from Frank Lloyd Wright. Let's take a moment to reflect on our awareness just of our thoughts. Thought is a never-ending stream from the domain of your mind, and the one that forms beliefs, methods, and ideas that sets the path and drives your business success. We are not just what we think. We need all four filters to fall into alignment. So far, we have nature and thought as foundational building blocks. Here's to learning the other two. Appreciate your ability of thought and the factory, your mind, which produces the thoughts. Never take them for granted. Embrace nature and thought as one half of the journey of manifestation. So we have two UCD filters under our belt now, nature and thought. Let's make our acquaintance with a third. The closer you get to universal self-evident truth, the simpler it appears. Yes, I said it appears. How many of you have read The Four Agreements by Don Miguel Ruiz? I hope many of you. They are simple and beautiful. Applying them in real life is where the true work is encountered. Simple is good and powerful, but it's the habits and skills that are developed in applying them that make all the difference. The third filter is feeling. Okay, it seems obvious, right? Remember, to use UCD as a formula for crafting the tools of manifestation, it must be able to be used for anything. not just describing theories. Each filter must have a wide scope of application, and feeling certainly fits that requirement. At first, the word didn't feel academic or serious enough. Isn't that funny? To evaluate it in that way using our thoughts? There are many definitions and uses of the word feeling. We found the most universal and broadest, while maintaining the intent of the word itself for use as a filter. The definitions of feeling that we use are, number one, to undergo the experience of, to be aware of. Number two, to be persuaded of something on the basis of intuition, emotion, or other indefinite grounds. To be in the act of believing. Number three, the nature or quality of something as perceived by, its overall impression or effect, atmosphere. Number four, intuitive awareness or natural ability. As with the other words so far, this is another rich and expansive word. The four definitions are just a fraction of all the possible meanings. This is essentially the realm of emotions. This filter will hold the truth to be unfixed or fluid. It is a filter that is more about the journey versus the rule we create to get there. This is the interdependent filter that compares and relates. This is where quality, the magical part of creation, may exist. In creative work, part of the success is the combination of two or more artists or persons together. It's the reason that the same mechanical plans for a script, budget, deadline, and goal can create wildly different results. The combination of elements and the relationship between them just wasn't the same. It takes great discipline and balance of all four dimensions, the four filters, to replicate superior results. The filter of feeling is the conduit of action and eventually manifestation, if and only if the entire process is not derailed by one of the remaining filters being out of alignment. To help illustrate feeling, let's map it to the age-old truth of human existence again: mind, heart, body, and soul. Which one relates to the feeling filter? Yes, heart. Another one easy to understand, given that we all think that our heart is the place from which we feel. However, don't let that simplicity allow you to miss the power of this filter. Feeling is dynamically linked into a powerful pair with thought. Just like water unto stone, which pits the fluid force of water to the fixed aspect of stone to create beautiful sculptures in nature. For example, idea and emotion displays the duality of fixed and unfixed. Building tools for manifestation based on the filters can at times be confusing, and that's okay. Remember, to be a part of manifestation, the aspects of feelings are unfixed or fluid or changing, so the act of creation can thrive. For example, you can be fixed in knowing what needs to be done using thought, but flexible in how it is achieved using feeling. Einstein would relate to feeling in his theory of quantum physics as causality. Take a moment to focus your awareness only on your feelings. Feel how feeling is a separate part of you without the doing or thinking. If necessary, please pull over to the side of the road or just listen without participating. How do you feel right now? How did you feel this morning? How do you feel when people drive inconsiderately? Do you feel alone or supported in growing your business? What does it feel like when intuition plays a role in what you do? How does it feel when a plan falls into place? How do you feel when it doesn't? How can a different plan be used to get the same result? Feeling, or the way of creation, is ever-changing. Feeling is a crucial part of the manifestation puzzle. The more resilient, the more encompassing, the more vital the response. There can be no transforming of darkness into light or apathy into movement without emotion. Carl Jung. Let's reflect on our awareness of feeling. Not just the personal sides of your experience, but the way things proceed, how things interact, their interdependencies, the way people and things relate. The beauty of feeling is the way to fully experience this existence. What an amazing dimension. Now coupled with nature and thought, feeling represents 3/4 of the journey of manifestation. We're on the final leg of the UCD journey. We've identified 3 of the 4 filters: nature, thought, and feeling. And remember, there's no implied order of the filters. They all are unalterably linked. The wheel has turned 3/4 of the way around. What will complete this circle? Connection. How apropos. That connection is the final UCD filter. The inclusive aspect of connection is interesting and can describe the relationship between the 3 other filters as well as its own role in the act of manifestation. Knowing the limits of a single word, let's explore. We sorted through quite a few definitions to settle on the most common and broadest that describes the intent of connection. The definitions that we use are, 1, the act of connecting, the state of being connected. 2, an association or relationship. 3, the logical, intelligible ordering of words or ideas, coherence. 4, reference or relation to something else, context. This word is perfect for the expansive aspect of this final filter. This filter provides the context, reaching inward to the tiniest and outward to the largest of what we can imagine. It is everything put together, the actual impact that we can have on anything we do with our complete act of manifestation. It is the relationship to ourselves, our work, our customers, our world, and dare we say it, the universe. Yes, we can say your universe. Whatever your philosophy, this filter describes the relationship to the whole of everything, the very context of us. To us, it was the missing ingredient in the earlier discussion of the components of quantum mechanics, where Einstein felt there was still something missing. For Einstein, the missing piece was God's intent. For us, it is the energetic context of all things great and small. To complete the illustration of the filters, let's map it one more time to the age-old truth of human existence: mind, heart, body, and soul. Which one's left to relate to connection? Soul. Soul is the untangible, unseen, and the relevance, the context, the blending of all things, giving whatever it addresses a magical essence of life. It is the essence that artificial intelligence programmers or computer graphic designers cannot find a way to capture, though they can get pretty close. There is nothing unclear about this filter. It just blends elements, whether your beliefs are agnostic, religious, scientific, or spiritual. It just undeniably is. This is the filter that puts the act of manifestation into context, giving it a reason to exist. Einstein would relate to this filter in his theory of quantum physics as locality, here, there, and everywhere. Take a moment if you're driving and please stop and pull over to the side of the road, or do this exercise at another time. Sit comfortably with your hands on your knees, feet on the floor. Take 3 deep cleansing breaths. Breathe normally and imagine a thick, invisible cord leaving your feet, penetrating downward through the surfaces below you into the earth. Imagine these cords burrowing deeper into the earth, reaching its very core. With this connection firmly in place, turn your awareness to your head. Imagining the other end of the cord rising from the crown of your head into the air above you, traveling through any surfaces above into the sky, past the clouds, and entering the realm of space. Imagine this cord continuing through our solar system into the deepest expanses of space, transversing all time, reaching the very center of the universe. Your context is always this, though very seldom contemplated. What is your place in the grand scheme? Is it yet to be discovered? Are you on the path of the impact you desire to have? Is your business having the impact that would make your soul sing? Take a moment. Slowly open your eyes and bring your awareness back to now. You may have had some interesting thoughts or experiences. Take a moment to jot them down. Context is amazing, making you feel insignificant and omnipresent all at once. What are you going to do with the knowledge and the power of manifestation? A penny will hide the biggest star in the universe if you hold it close enough to your eye. From Samuel Grafton. A human being is a part of a whole called by us the universe, a part limited in time and space. He experiences himself, his thoughts, his feelings, as something separate from the rest, a kind of optical delusion of his consciousness. This delusion is a kind of prison for us, restricting us to our own personal desires and to the affection of a few persons nearest us. Our task must be to free ourselves from this prison by widening our circles of compassion to embrace all living creatures and the whole of nature in its beauty. Albert Einstein. Be free. Create together with us. Let's reflect on our awareness of connection and the whole of the four filters and the very context provided to us within the filters together as one. And from the context that surrounds us, always in gratitude. We've added the essence of impact in relationship, the doorway to our business's role and place in the world. Appreciate the role connection plays. Study it, understand it, embrace it as the final and fourth filter in the journey of manifestation. The Law of Four has led us to the four foundational filters of human existence as nature, thought, feeling, and connection. These four filters of UCD are applied to evaluate whether the elements used to describe a product, company, relationship, communication, or even a process is truly whole. Once it is whole, its intention to exist is set into motion, and it can be manifest. We've mapped the UCD filters to Einstein's definition of quantum physics. Nature equals realism. Thought equals determinism. Feeling equals causality. Connection equals locality. There are hundreds of existing or future theories or applications that can be mapped using the UCD filters. I'm compiling an ever-expanding UCD chart of interpretations to aid in UCD's application. For we have not only explored the very foundation of UCD, we found ourselves on the threshold of learning to interpret, apply, and master the theory for our businesses. We now know the manifestation building blocks as we've known many other important theories and truths. Now we must master the practical application.
Thank you for spending this time with us. I know you'll enjoy learning new practical applications of UCD available to business owners who are reaching for more in their business and their lives. The BrandU Business Profit System creates reliable, sustainable success for entrepreneurs and small business owners worldwide. We do this knowing that entrepreneurs comprise the majority of economic flow on the planet. We hope you'll be one of the million entrepreneurs we're helping become successful and whole so that you can make a difference in the world. The BrandU Business Profit System covers the first three foundational stages of the 8 stages of business success. This system provides a practical series of step-by-step processes to take you masterfully from idea to brand to market. All BrandU programs are based on unified conscious development that you just discovered. The three stages of the BrandU Business Profit System follows. Stage 1, Power Path, for building your pre-brand foundation. In this primary idea stage, you are guided to unshakable belief and absolute clarity, using tools and processes to address the crucial aspects of making a business idea solid. This includes mental conditioning, including our proprietary process that transforms fear and limiting thoughts immediately. It also includes making your vision tangible. It includes establishing your business idea's definite structure and form, and then anchoring your unwavering focus by creating an action release plan. Stage 2, brand power, the brand creation process. In this secondary brand stage, we guide you through an 8-part process to the power of extreme clarity by defining the core of why your business exists, why customers should buy it from you, and how to communicate it uniquely so they crave it from you, all of which results in a powerful, undeniable brand experience. Your brand promise is what will lead you in the experience economy. Stage 3. Market power, for taking your brand powerfully out to market. In this tertiary market stage, we guide you through a series of interwoven 4-dimensional processes to effectively bring your brand out to market powerfully. This stage addresses productization, marketplace, positioning, messaging, and all the necessary steps to make any marketing, advertising, and PR strategy work for you 100% of the time. And leverage the other 2 stages to create an unending well of aligned products. All BrandU programs are available in 4 learning modalities: home study workbooks with a lesson plan and audio support, weekly structured telecourses with live support, group intensives where an entire process is completed together with like-minded entrepreneurs from around the world, and private one-on-one mentorship. And all BrandU programs have lifetime online support. An amazing potential for success lies within you, yet the path to reach that success is often riddled with an unseen struggle, a challenge that rears its ugly head in all the wrong places and shows up when it's least expected. This invisible foe has been lived with for so long that it's woven into the very fabric of your experience, taking up vital space in your abundant garden of your mind. But it doesn't have to be that way if you understand what's really going on and how to transform the condition. Would you like to know where your thoughts of limit really come from? The most trusted employee you will ever have. How to unstick your limiting thoughts immediately when they happen. The emotional catch-22 that continues to catch you up. Why psychology is not always the best approach to removing fear. How to move from constriction to the freedom to take action. Why affirmations will never remove a fear or concern. Why feeling a fear and doing it anyway doesn't work. And most of all, how to get your brain to listen to you. Get started on a powerful path to a business of your dreams today by going to www.pathclearing.com. That's www.pathclearing.com.
Unified conscious development is used to create manifestation processes for the human experience. UCD acknowledges and advances the age-old truth that the body, mind, heart, and soul govern our existence. By adapting and applying this four-dimensional acknowledgement, UCD creates building blocks which, when properly applied, acts as success accelerators, no matter the barrier. Each of the infinite aspects of your business and your life exists through the four UCD filters. It can be found each and every time. Commit yourself to the journey of recognizing them in everything you do and enjoy the results of clarity, grace, abundance, and permanence. We are truly grateful for the opportunity to share the theory of unified conscious development with you and are deeply honored that you shared your valuable time with us. Vito Montone says, "The duality of mixing the seen and unseen, potential with actual, energy with intention, feeling with spirit, is the world of alchemy, the world to which you hold the key." We know that you can make whatever you desire come true.